Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. We are going to probably have a little bit of background noise. I've got at least one of my dogs is really, really wanting to be on the podcast today, so he will probably make an appearance. Let's get started. We're going to pull this one from the past, even though it's today's news. It's about Governor Bill Lee, governor of Tennessee. And the state using money to fund religious organizations, that part is actually legal. That passed something about an office of faith-based institution affairs. You remember all that. Look, it's not that interesting. the article that the Friendly Atheist put up today is rather interesting, in my opinion, and I suggest you read it, but that's not really what we're going to be talking about, just using it as a springboard to talk about one aspect of this article, and that's going to take us back to the past. You see, Governor Bill Lee and his office have been misappropriating faith-based institution funding. Imagine that. Fundamentalist Christian Republican lawmaker, theocratic lawmaker of the state of Tennessee, misusing faith-based funding. It's not news. Well, it literally is the news, but it's not news. It surprises no one. This is exactly what we should expect. And it is, in fact, exactly what we get. But he does point out a thing that slipped past me during that time. And that time was the time of COVID. You remember Governor Lee, he passed a law that basically limited the gatherings, public gatherings, to 10 people, actually any gatherings to 10 people. Lots of states instituted these laws. You know, it was the kind of thing that they could say, yes, we're taking COVID seriously. But, excuse me, within that law, religious gatherings were exempted, which means that there was no law. Because any time people gather, they could just say, oh, no, it's a religious gathering. You see, we're praying. No big deal. Well, okay, you knew about that. This one I didn't know about. Let me just read from this article here. And this one, this article is actually from Only Sky. That's an interesting source, by the way. But don't worry, Lee's administration has come up with a new plan to deal with the virus. They're going to throw a bunch of prayers at it. According to Tennessee reporter Natalie Allison, the governor's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives announced that it would be sending out prayers 3 times a week for the next 4 weeks. Because the problem with COVID is that people just haven't prayed hard enough in the past year to make it go away. Let's see. This is part of an email that went out, or at least a part of a tweet. I'm not sure. This is from Natalie Allison. Tennessee Gov. Bill Lee, at Gov. Bill Lee's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives, says it will begin emailing out prayers on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays this month related to fighting COVID. So, you wonder why this debate matters. This matters. This is what passes for good government in large swaths of the country. This is what Christians want. This is the theocracy that Christians won't, and for a while had in Tennessee, when they could just blatantly ignore church-state separation laws and just turn it into a church state, just do what they wanted to do. And as a part of taxpayer funding, their big plan to deal with COVID was to pray it away 3 times a week for 1 month. I mean, just wow. COVID. Here's the dog. Just pray it away. Just pray it away. And how are these prayers going to be done? Was the governor going to do these prayers? Who is going to say these prayers? And why should we think that their prayers would be more effective? Well, we don't know. Because they were literally mailing it in. They were literally mailing it in. These were prayers that were going to be delivered via email. An unholy marriage of two of the most effective things, ineffective things that we have ever come up with, prayer and email. That's what's going to beat COVID. So you get these email prayers. 3 days a week. 3 days. Not even half the week. It's not like the government can be bothered to pray on the weekends. But what happened to Tuesday and Thursday? This is a model of what Christians think about prayers. I mean, just think about it. They have the power to pretend that prayer is effective. And what do? They will offer you email prayers, probably generated by Siri for all we know, email prayers 3 times a week. Because that's what Christians believe. That, you know, why should we be bothered with praying 7 days a week? We've got stuff to do, okay? We've got real work to do. We've got to actually fight this disease in a real way. You want us to take more time out of the week to pray more than 3 times a week? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? And this plan only lasted for 1 month, 4 weeks. That's a total of 12 prayers. It would end at the end of January, and there would be no more prayers February, March, April, May. No more prayers. Because, come on, we've got real work to do, people. This is just a stunt. We're going to do this stunt 12 times, 1 month. That's it. That's prayer. Shut up. This is what it looks like when Christian theocrats are in power in America. We got another big election coming up, folks. Yeah. Pray for that, if you will. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.